would like to take just these next moments and create a guided meditative time and just invite you just to be in your own space. And again, I apologize for the technical abnormality that's happened here. So open yourself, if you will, to the miracle of life, to the human miracle. Open yourself to the fact that built into every corpuscle, every cell, every chakra, every element, every primal aspect of yourself, every bit of your light field, your energy field, built into it all is the divinity, is the power of life that is everywhere. And that divinity, that awesomeness, that infinite light, that power of the stars, that wonder of the universe is you right here, right now. Please, in your own way, just allow yourself to open to how that wants to speak to you as we speak. How that wants to move in you, how that wants to become you, how it wants to invite you to become it. For in truth, while in the shadow side of life, we are very, very much in our individuality and feel cut off not only from each other, but from life itself to whatever degree. When we sink into any of its qualities, we instantly become what that quality is. So in this moment, you are me, I am you. In this moment, you and I together are the allness of life. In this moment, you are the very plants that live in the rooms close to you. You are all of nature. You are the planet Earth. You are the sun. And you are every prana or chi in the breath that you take. Everything about you is that wondrous, that amazing, that infinite, that powerful. What a privilege it is to be human. To be human and to have that miracle doorway within us. So that bit by bit, more and more, every day, we simply show up to that doorway and it more and more opens automatically to our touch, more and more recognizes our oneness with it all because we recognize that oneness, more and more becomes the partner to our knowing that everything about us is infinite. And one of the lines that I expressed probably within that last 5-minute segment is that when we become everything, when we become the water, when we become the air, when we become the fire, when we become the light, when we become the energy, when we become one another, when we become the universe, when we know not just our oneness, but know that we are all of it, then the human journey, in its historical sense, is finished. It's done. And we take our place not just in life, but as life. And we spend our time from then on being life in whatever way that being calls us. And so how beautiful it is that each and every one of us, in our individuality, and all of us are in this moment filled with presence to expressive of and embodying everything that is life. There's nothing that you can imagine that's really separate from you, because everything that is you. And everything that is privileged to have you be it. A beautiful, beautiful self. That light, for example, projects itself out in ways that are seemingly a shadow on the wall of a cave. And the shadow itself, that's the humanness of us, the shadow itself awakens to the fact that the shadow is its own illusion and the light is its truth. And from that moment on, the shadow lives as light and loves as light, and is everything that light is. That is you in this moment. That is you in this moment. And if, after the end of this call, you feel moved to spend a little quiet time, or if those of you who are together, as there are several groups that come together to listen to this call, if you want to spend verbal time around, feel free, please, just to sit in the middle of I am everything. Everything is me. And know that when we show up to anything in us, any thought, any feeling, any energy, anything, that the miracle is that we become it. So let yourself, if you feel like it, spend a few minutes just becoming everything you imagine. And I thank you so much for an amazing time together. Again, I apologize for the fact that I went into silence there. Actually, I thought I was talking a lot, but apparently I just was quiet.